For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Christ Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, in which we are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Now listen to this here. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. The Lord Jesus loves his people. Loves his people. He's called the God of all comfort. He said there in those last verse of this fourth chapter, 1 Thessalonians, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And you know, he's called the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforts us. Who comforts us. And Paul here is dealing with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And he starts in verse 13 and he goes all the way down to verse 17, talking about what it'll be like and what'll happen. And he unfolds these things to us. And then he says, you know, with these blessed things that I've said concerning the second coming of Christ and what he'll do with his people and how they'll be changed, he said, you comfort one another with these words. One thing that I know without a shadow of a doubt is that the Lord Jesus Christ gives his people a hope that this world absolutely knows nothing about. That's why it's so joyous and such a rejoicing to know what we've got to look forward to after this world, after this world. But now I want to start up here in verse 13, read it again, and bring four or five points on this out of these verses of Scripture. Paul said, I'd not have you to be ignorant, brethren. He's talking to the brethren now. He's talking to people who are believers. Brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not. Don't have your heart broken even, not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, if we believe that, even so, them which sleep in Jesus, in the Lord Jesus Christ, God will bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord. This is God's word, he said. I'm telling you what the Lord said. For the Lord himself, and I'm coming to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them, hinder them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the dead and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And all, listen to this, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now this is the first thing I want us to look at. It says there in verse 16, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. Now, here's the thing. When Christ comes again, it's going to be him. He's not going to send a messenger after us. He's not going to send a bunch of angels after us. He's not going to even send death to get us. He's going to come himself. going to come himself. And you know, he said in Matthew 24:30, he says, when you see the Son of Man coming in power and great glory. Now you keep 1 Thessalonians. Look in Acts chapter 1. Look in Acts chapter 1. Talking about the Lord himself descending. And he's descending from heaven. He's coming from heaven. Look over here in Acts chapter 1. And let's look at this together. And all it says there in verse 9, our Lord's fixed to go back to glory. He's standing on Mount Olives. And when he has spoken these things, while they beheld, listen to this, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. They stand there watching, and he's going. And while they looked, standing looking up, steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go. And that's what he's telling about over here. Like he went, he's coming back. He went up in a cloud, he's coming back in a cloud. And with a shout and the voice of an archangel. And I tell you, you're talking about, he says, those who have no hope, with sorrow, with those who have no hope. You're talking about comforting words of hope. When the Lord himself shall descend. Himself shall descend from heaven. And you're talking about comforting words in these perilous times which you and I live. The Lord himself is going to descend. And I tell you, I remember one time I was sitting on a horse. Little old horse one time standing up on a big old hill, sitting on a horse. And I was just about 26, 27 maybe. And the sky turned a weird looking color way off in the distance. And I thought, Rob, the Lord's fixing to come back here. And I'm sitting on this horse. And he's going to take me off this horse to be with him. I just for a split second I thought, this is the Lord's coming. The way the sky looked. And I'll tell you what, it would have surprised me if he had. But I thought, oh, he's going to come and take me right off top of this horse. Oh, my. But I tell you, the Lord himself shall descend. He gave himself for us. He himself loved us. So, oh, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. That's who's coming. And every eye shall see him. Every eye is going to behold him. And the only people that's going to look for that blessed appearing is those that he saved by his grace. And then I tell you, what about our friends? Our dear friends. We just buried a dear friend yesterday. But he wasn't in that body. He wasn't in that body. That was what housed his soul. But look at our departed friends, our brethren. He says, but verse 13, I'd not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, our loved ones. Oh, I don't want you to be sorrow. I don't want you to be ignorant. So many people are ignorant about dying. So many people ignorant about what happens to a body after death. So many people are ignorant of what salvation is. You know, some people believe that when you die, you're an animal, you just die. And they taught, you never heard of Elysium Fields? Elysium Fields was for men of honor and power and glory and wealth. And then there's people that believe if you got karma, and if you step on a bug, you're gonna, you know, you took a life, and when you come back, you might be a bug. And I tell you, and then people, you know, the Catholics, they got a purgatory for special, for people, you know, to buy your way out. And that's why Paul said, I don't want you to be ignorant concerning them which are asleep. Now let me tell you something about sleep. It's the body that's asleep. The soul does not sleep. The scriptures tells us to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And he talks about those which are asleep in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell you, and this is another thing that bothers me. And I'm going to say it. And this is the thing. Believers should not be cremated. Cremation is one of the most unscriptural things in this world that people do. The only people that were burned in the scriptures were believers that were burned at the that was burned in the fire where men took their children and offered them in fire. And the only way a God's child will ever be burned up is if they're burned up in a house or something like that. Everybody in the Bible was buried. Christ was buried. Abraham was buried. Sarah was buried. Everybody's buried. They went and bought, you know, the Lord. Everybody was buried. And it bothers me. It's very troubling to me. I remember when they, and you know, they come to the hospice or somebody come and was talking to Floyd one time, and he was sitting there on the couch, and they said, well, what do you want to do about, you know, when you die, you want to be cremated? He said, I want to be buried. I've got my burial place fixed out. And so don't. And that's what he said. Don't be ignorant, brethren. I don't want you to be ignorant about what happens to this body. I don't want you to be ignorant. People say, well, it's the cheapest way to go. Listen, anybody can dig a grave. Anybody can dig a grave. If you think you're going to have to be cremated because it'll be cheaper, I'll get some of these men. We'll go dig you a grave, and we'll get you a pine box and put you in it and cover you back up. Don't be burnt. Keep your ashes on a mantle somewhere. Take them. I won't spread here. I won't spread there. Pagans do that kind of stuff. God's people don't. That's what he says. I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. I don't want you to be ignorant. You say, well, but listen. When he says, you know, concerning them with sleep, let me tell you something. You know, when Lazarus died, you know what the Lord said about him? He said, Lazarus sleepeth. And he's talking about him dying. He finally told him, said, he's dead. And Thomas, and I tell you, I learned this the other day. When Thomas said, let us also go die with him, he meant not dying with Lazarus, dying with Christ. He said, let us go and die with Christ. And that's what he's talking about, not with Lazarus. And Lazarus was asleep. His body was asleep. And when the Lord shall descend with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, that shout wakes the dead. The shout of Christ to Lazarus raised him from the dead. Huh? Had a little 12-year-old girl. He said, she's laying there, you know, and they said, oh, they went in there and she's dead. And oh, they had her laid out. Had her laid out. Preparing her body. And the Lord Jesus Christ went in there and says, oh, listen, she's sleeping. She's just asleep. They just said, what's the world's the matter with you? What's the matter with you? He said, well, just got her by the hand. He said, get up, daughter. Get up, child. Here, gave them back to her. And that's what he's talking about here, them that are asleep. It's the body that sleeps. The soul don't sleep. The soul goes to be with Christ. It's the soul of man that goes up there. And these souls, God made man a living soul. He made the body first, and that body's made out of dust and dirt and clay. And then he put a soul in that body. And we're living souls inhabiting dying bodies. And I tell you what, but here's the thing about it. And when he talks about sleep, everybody loves a good night's sleep. Nothing like a good night's sleep. Shirley will come in sometimes and wake me up and say, "You gonna sleep all day?" I wish I could. There's nothing like a good nap, a good sleep. Oh my goodness, get a good night's sleep. That's just wonderful. In fact, he said the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. And I tell you what, when you sleep, that means you're resting from what you did that day. Huh? And not only that, but it means that you're not active in this world. You're not up doing nothing. You're asleep. And then when you're asleep, that means you're going to wake up again. Well, that's what Christ is talking about, them which are asleep. Go wake up again. And that's what he's talking about here. That's, you know, it's the body that's represented as asleep. David said, "When I awake." When I awake. Wake from where? When God wakes me up. When I awake, and I'm made in your likeness, shall I be satisfied. Huh? Oh my. Can a soul sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? No, it's going to be a body that's woken up that'll sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. And then look what he said. He said here that I don't want you to sorrow, even others which have no hope. And I tell you what, it's awful to go to a funeral where people have no hope. Oh, it's bad to go to a place where people have no hope. I never will forget one time. I think I've told you this. Brother Albert Blaylock, he had a nephew that got killed in a bad car wreck. He was just a very young man. And he had a girlfriend. And the only two people in that funeral home, when he asked me to preach his funeral, was him and his wife, his girlfriend. That's only two people in there. And the people that run the funeral. And Elbert stood there and he had on a pair of old coveralls and they had them zipped up, old blue coveralls. And he stood in front of me and said, "Boy, oh boy." Said he wasn't worth nothing. He's even worth nothing. He's even worth less dead. He said he wasn't nothing when he lived and he's nothing when he's dead. Ain't that all? But that's what I'm talking about. People have no hope. Are you here without any hope? If the Lord takes you out of here, surely you're not one of those that don't have no hope. Surely we won't have to go and stand over you in a funeral home and you laying in a casket and say, oh, they never did confess Christ. Oh, they never became a believer. They never did embrace Christ. They never bowed to Christ. They never come to Christ. And you have to stand there and try to deal with that situation with a family. And they know that they never confess. Know that they never believe. Know that they never embrace Christ. Know that they never had faith. Oh, don't leave this place like that. Sorrows those who have no hope. Oh, now then it says down there in verse. Oh my, where are we at now here? What? said, let me find it here again. There in verse 14, if we believe, and this is why we have hope, for if we believe that Jesus died, we know He did. And He rose again, we know He did. Now listen, so, even so them which sleep, them which are asleep will God bring with Him. Now what does that mean? That means that all these folks that fell asleep in Christ, that God's going to bring with Him. All these people. Even Bill that fell asleep Thursday morning, He's going to bring him with Him. All the people that we've known over the years, He's going to bring them with Him. Now watch what happened. When He says He brings them with Him, the Scriptures tells us there that, you know, we shall not prevent them which are asleep. When Christ comes, now listen to what I'm going to try to tell you here. When He comes with those which are asleep, the minute all those people He brings with Him, He's going to take them and change their bodies while they're in the air. And then we which are alive and remain, they're going to kin to them. Now, can I prove that from the Scriptures? I think I can. He says, those which are asleep, God's going to bring with Him. So that's two different people of believers here. And so those that are asleep, God's going to bring them with Him. And when they come, God's going to change their bodies just like that in the twinkling of an eye. Look with me at 1 Corinthians 15. Oh, this blesses my heart. Look at verse 51. Huh? Oh my. And here's the thing about it. You know, when the Lord Jesus raised from the dead the night when He rose from the dead, the Scripture says that many spirits arose and appeared unto the saints in Jerusalem.
Oh, yeah.
Just to show what's going to happen when Christ calls His people home. Now, look what it says here in verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. This is mysterious. He said, I'm not saying it's not mysterious. We shall not all sleep. Not all of us are going to pass from death here. But here's what He did say. We shall all be changed. Every one of us is going to be changed. Oh, how long is it going to take? In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye. At the last trump, He just said He shall descend with a trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound. And listen to this. And those that are asleep or those that are dead shall be raised incorruptible and shall be changed. Oh, all of us are going to be changed. And then it says the dead in Christ, down in the last verse of verse 16, it says back over in our text, when that voice of that archangel with the trump of God, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now how's that going to be? Said they was asleep. Well, those are the ones that He brings with Him and gives them a new body immediately. Immediately. Huh? Oh, that's what He says, that when they're coming, they're going to be changed. Changed. Just like that. When they get down here, they're not even going to get to the earth, and He's going to change them. And then you know what? They're going to start back up. How do I know that? Look at the living saints here in verse 17. Then we which are alive and remain. Look what it says. Shall be caught up together with them. Who? Them that He brought with Him in chains. Shall be caught up together with them. To meet the Lord in the air. Oh, those who come with Him. They're going to be changed in a moment, the twinkling of an eye. What body you going to have? One that looks pretty much like the one you got. Only thing is, it's going to be incorruptible. It's going to be immortal. It ain't going to have any sin. It's going to be a body like Christ. It's going to be sinless. It ain't going to have no blood in it. It'll have flesh and bone. And you know, when Moses and Elijah appeared to Christ, there to talk about the death that he should accomplish, Peter, John, and James knew exactly who they were. Never seen them before. So they looked just like they did. But I'm going to tell you some things though now. And then I'm going to quit preaching and tell you what I think. I don't think I'll have gray hair. You will either when we get there. We ain't going to wear glasses. We ain't going to have no false teeth. He's going to give us all our teeth back. But I'm telling you, you know, that we're going to be like we'll be perfect then. And that's how come we'll know one another when we get there. We'll recognize them. And when I get there, I'll recognize so many people. I'll even recognize who Paul the Apostle is. Yeah. But you know the one that I want to see and that I'll recognize more than anybody else? The Lord Jesus Christ. That's the one. Everybody else, I mean, you know, we'll have a good time later. We'll enjoy one another throughout eternity. But oh my, to be there to see Him. Oh. But we're going to be caught up together with them to meet the Lord. To meet the Lord. Oh, to meet who? The Lord. To meet the Lord. Huh? Oh my. And all together, those that come with Him and those that are alive and remain, we're going together. Huh? Oh, a multitude that no man can number. They're all together here now. Our Lord Jesus Christ, victorious over death, now all are with Him, and He shall see the travail of His soul when they're all together. And He'll be satisfied. Comfort ye one another with these words. And I tell you what, here's another thing about this blessed truth. It's going to be a place of reunion. You're talking about a reunion. People have family reunions. We had one time up at my brother's farm. And oh, we had the best time. I enjoyed it. Oh, so much. I enjoyed it so much. But now you're talking about a reunion. All the saints, all of God's elect from all time, even Abel's going to come with Christ. You go back as far as you can go. Oh, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're going to come with Christ. And what a place of reunion. Caught up in the clouds. And what does it say? Together with them. Now what does it say? To meet. Verse 17, to meet. To meet who? The Lord. Oh my. Say, you ever met so-and-so? No, I haven't. Well, glad to meet you. I want to introduce so-and-so to you. Glad to meet you. Man, we're going to go together to meet. Meet the Lord. And here's the thing about it. We'll know Him and He'll know every one of us. Ah! Oh my. You know the air. Satan's called the prince of the power of the air. But I tell you what, Christ whipped him. He controls all the power in the air. And I tell you, He's going to take us up. And everything, even this body, won't hinder us ever again. Going to be changed. And there He comes in that cloud, and that great trumpet sounds. And this great trumpet sounds, and when that trumpet sounds, it's going to change everything in this world and in this universe. Oh my. I tell you what, we'll go up in the air. Oh, go up in the air. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine it. You know, an airplane, being way up in an airplane, that's just look down, and I mean people look like you can't see them. But when we go up to meet together, to meet the, go up together, did you hear that? Together. To meet the Lord in the air. Huh? I tell you what, it'll be the most. I'm at a loss.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss. What can you say? How can that be? Well, Christ lost gravity. Gravity didn't hold it. The only thing that holds us here right now is gravity. And Christ is going to take away all gravity. When he was standing there, and those fellows watched him. Quit. He's coming back just like that. And beloved, what a reunion. What a blessed time that'll be. Huh? What a time. Well, I remember. And they'll have a name. They'll have a name. And I'll tell you what's going to happen. We're going to finally and fully and perfectly and completely be saved on that day.
Yeah.
Finally and fully, completely and perfectly saved on that day. Huh? And look what it says there in the last line. After we meet him in there, and so shall we ever. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Oh, bless his name. So shall we ever be with the Lord. He's already prepared the place. He's already got us a house, a mansion. We're saved by him. Saved us. Washed us from our sins in his own blood. And then we'll be made like him. Made like him. We'll see him as he is and be just like him. And then forever be with the Lord. Oh, what a blessed thing to, and then his prayer will be answered when he said, Father, I will that they which thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Oh my. You know, the greatest blessing on this earth is to know the Lord Jesus Christ. To know him. To know him. To know him. Not about him, to know him. And heaven's greatest blessing is to be made like him and be with him forever. Huh? You know what'll happen then? Then will be brought to pass that saying which is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Huh? Oh, Lord, come. You know, that's what John said. Lord, he said, behold, I come quickly. You know what John said? Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Oh, blessed, blessed Savior. Blessed Savior, Savior, Savior. Our Lord, our Master. Oh Lord, we just get overwhelmed thinking about being with you, what you've done for us, so we can be with you forever. But Lord, we're so blessed and so thankful to have you with us here, that you're with us now in our midst, and that it's you we want to worship here. And oh Lord, we'll worship and adore you there with perfection. Father God, bless these dear saints. Please open hearts of those who don't know Christ. Bring them to faith. Show them their need. Show them their need. Bring them to Christ. We ask these things in the Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. What would be a good song to sing? I don't have a clue. Huh? What a day. Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one. Come up here and lead it. Oh, my. Yes. Yeah, we'll all sing that.
I think it's in the little hymnal.
Yeah, I think so.
Find it real fast.
Number 10.
Promised land.